Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the second hour of Swing Time for Tuesday, the 12th of May, 2026. Mike Coates here with selections today, which will include Red Mitchell, Woody Herman, Philip Church, Ronnie Scott, amongst others. My opening track from the Blue Note album, Blue Pacific Funk, was by Booker Irving. And his accompanying musician pals were Charles Tolliver, Freddie Hubbard, and Richard Williams, trumpets, Ray Copeland on trumpet and flugelhorn, Benny Green and Garnet Brown, trombones, with Benny Powell on bass trombone. Booker Irving, of course, played tenor. Kenny Barron played piano, and it's surprising how often Kenny Barron appears on Swing Time, not that I'm complaining. Reggie Johnson was the bass player, and Lenny Mike Brown on drums. The composer was tenor player Teddy Edwards, who not only composed the tune, but arranged and conducted the group. It was recorded at the Webster Hall in New York City on the 12th of September 1967. Booker Irwin with L.A. After Dark. The composition, as I mentioned, was from tenor player Teddy Edwards, who, as you heard, conducted and arranged the session. A pianist who would have fitted quite comfortably on that Pacific Funk disc, but is mainly and more often heard on Concord Records, is Gene Harris. Here, with a guitar and bass player, who previously both had been able to practice, if you like, their trade with another notable keyboard man. They work their way through a tune which I have featured before on Swing Time, when it's been performed by British piano star Eddie Thompson. You Are My Sunshine, the Gene Harris, Scott Hamilton Quintet. Scott Hamilton playing tenor, Gene Harris on piano, of course, and the two guys who practiced with another pianist at an earlier date were Herb Ellis on guitar and Ray Brown on bass. The drummer is Harold West, and the recording was done in San Francisco sometime in May 1960. You Are My Sunshine. Well, in the playing of that track, John and I discussed the question of the 1960 date, and we are, I think, generally agreed that we don't think that is correct. There is very little information on the CD itself about many aspects of the performances there, and all I can say is I will double-check that date and report back accordingly. Another big band now, Woody Herman. Woody plays a tune here which, personally, I would not normally associate with a Woody Herman herd. Added to which, it comes out in a style rather different to what, again, I would expect is the Herman norm. It brought to mind a comment made to me, but again by co-presenter John Yule, who, when John had an opportunity of speaking to Woody Herman some years ago, Woody made the comment that he tended to let his young band members kind of plan out the musical direction that they were taking at the time. And I think you'll find that probably this track falls neatly into that little background. I certainly can see the pattern there. The tune is Aquarius, played by Woody Herman and A. Heard. The members of the group are Bill Chase, Harry Hall, Dick Murphy, R.G. Powell and Bill Byrne on trumpets, Pete Dalbis, Tom Malone, trombones, Woody Herman plays clarinet and soprano on this track, Frank Vicari and Sal Nistico, Steve Lederer on tenors, Alvin Govin on baritone, John Hicks is the pianist, Donny Hathaway, organ, Phil Upchurch, guitar, Gene Perla on bass, with Eddie Soff at the drums. Richard Powell, Marshall Thompson perform on percussion, and Richard Evans is the arranger. It was a recording made in Chicago on the 2nd of September 1960. This, I think, is quite accurate, and the tune is Aquarius. We'll be right back. The guitar player in Woody's rhythm section on that last disc was the same Phil Upchurch who some 10 or so years earlier had an R&B hit record which he recorded in New Orleans. Probably, and I have to sort of think about the shaky ground I'm sat on today, in 1960. The track is called You Can't Sit Down, and the accompanying musicians are Mike Johnson, trumpet, David Bubba Brooks on tenor, Cornell Mulgrew on organ, Philip Upchurch plays guitar with electric bass as well, Joe Hardick is the drummer, and again, with some caution, a recording made in New Orleans, probably in 1960. You Can't Sit Down.
Thank you.
I can well imagine that going down quite well in the disco clubs, not just in America, but certainly in Britain as well. Philip Church combo with You Can't Sit Down. Some British jazz now, and certainly of its time. A major London venue for modern jazz was the Flamingo Club in London. And the recording that we're about to hear has as a kind of a title for its issue, Flamingo Jazz. A number of leading lights in this important period for British jazz are included in the group. The leader is drummer Tony Crombie, who also contributed the tune. His fellow musicians are Ronnie Scott on tenor, Harry Klein, baritone, Terry Shannon, piano, Lenny Bush on bass, and Tony Crombie playing, playing drums. Recorded in London on the 31st of July, 1956. The name of the track is Annie Mation. Annie is spelt as a girl's name with Mation, as you would expect, M-A-T-I-O-N. And the background to the tune is that it is a tribute to singer Annie Ross. Annie Mation. Thank you. and a recording actually made at the Flamingo Club in London on the 31st of July 1956. Of course, Britain was not the only country developing its own jazz traditions. From just about the same time as that Flamingo recording, here is a Polish group at a Polish jazz festival. The influence of Jerry Mulligan, I think, comes out quite strongly, but the Poles have developed this influence by including piano and vibes in the lineup. The lineup is, and I beg for forgiveness, any Poles listening, are Stanislaw Pludra on alto, Jan Robliwinski on baritone. The leader of the group, who plays piano, is Krzysztof Komida. Jerzy Milian is the vibes player. Josef Stolitz is the bass player. And Jan Zibliczyty on drums. My apologies that I said. The recording was made on the 8th of August, just about 8 days after the previous recording, at the Sopot Jazz Festival in Poland. And the track by Komida himself is Blues for Sopot.
Będzie Blues for Sopot. Kompozycja i Arantaszyn Brudes. Thank you.
some enthusiastic support, applause there for the guys in Sopot in Poland. Well, some different aspects of jazz in my playlist today. Woody Herman's tune, perhaps. Some Polish jazz. And with the next session, an instrument not heard often in a jazz context, the cello. In fact, I might have included a piano track by the cello player. It is well respected in his own right as a bass player. This is Red Mitchell, whose usual work may be heard frequently on many West Coast jazz recordings. This is Jim's Blues. And the leader, Red Mitchell, as I said. Frank Stazieri is the piano player. Jim Hall, guitar, is the Jim in question. Red Mitchell on cello. And an additional bass player in Jimmy Bond, and a regular on West Coast Jazz, the drums, Frank Butler. This is a live session recorded at the Renaissance Club, Hollywood, in October 1960. Jim's Blues. Thank you. Jim's Blues. A cue there, I think, to give Red Mitchell, either piano player and or bass player, a listen in a future programme. Pursuing different jazz sounds, most certainly not included often on Swing Time, are the good time jazz of small black jazz from Chicago of the 1930s. I think the next recording session conveys a sense of enjoyment by the musicians participating, which is captured extremely well. Unfortunately, the original recording was made by the Paramount label, so hi-fi considerations may be somewhat lacking. This is the Dixie Four, and they play Kentucky Stomp. Jimmy Blythe on piano, W.E. Burton piano and vocal, Bill Johnson on bass, also vocal, Clifford Snags Jones on drums, and the recording was made in Chicago on the 11th of June 1928. Kentucky Stomp. Some boisterous barrel house piano there, alongside a bass placed very close to the recording equipment. Thank you for listening. We do hope that you have enjoyed the selections today. My pal John Yule and me, Mike Coates, anticipating being back in the studio next Tuesday at 1 p.m. We can be found on Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. The pianist on the final track today would equally have been at home in Chicago, but he is accompanied by a few British musicians. I wonder if you can recognise any of them. I'll tell you that next week. In the meantime, this is Salty Dog.